Okay, thanks for tuning in, everybody, on this July 4th weekend. You're listening to the LATR Radio Network. LATR is the acronym for Love at the Root. It is July 2nd, a little 3:02 p.m. my time, East Coast, and a beautiful Saturday. It is out there, a beautiful day for family, fun, friends, holiday festivities, festivals, and festivities, and a good day to also be here. we are going to be listening to a very special person, a very loving woman of God, a very special person to our ministry, one that I have come to know in a very short period of time, and also a representative of this ministry here, Love at the Root. Her name is Sister Lauren Pilgrim. We're going to be speaking with her in a few moments about her life and times, the life and times of Lauren Pilgrim and her ministry, and how she comes with this humongous passionate gift and talent and ability and all this good stuff to, as part of the women's ministry leadership team here, to inspire, to encourage, and to uplift, women of God in the church. Amen. Amen. Just to let you know a little bit about us, if this is your first time tuning in, welcome again. My name is Darren Chapman. I just want to mention a couple things before we begin. The actual broadcast. Love of the Root is a relationship teaching ministry. Obviously, we are online, and we are now accepting submissions for volunteer women's ministry leaders for conference prayer line, to host online radio, and to do video segments. You must have a gift of teaching, a working laptop or computer, obviously time, and a desire to educate women towards victorious relationships, just as Lauren Pilgrim does. We're going to be hearing from her very shortly. Also, for those of you who feel as though you're being led to teach singles ministry, we also are accepting submissions for volunteer singles ministry here, and also for you men of God who are online. Love at the Root is now accepting submissions for volunteer men ministry leaders for conference prayer line, teaching on internet radio regarding how godly men should, how men should live, how Christian men should live a godly life, and all the things regarding relationships in a Christian man's life from different aspects, whether marriage or single, dating, family, kids, so on down the block. So if you are a man of God and you're listening and you have a desire to educate men towards victorious relationships, then reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to talk to you about that. We welcome again Maria Denise as one of the newest members of our Love the Root ministry team. She's serving in the Ministry of Administration. So we are thankful again for her. And keep her in your prayers as well, in all aspects of her life and her family as well. If you have not known thus far, we do have exercising a donation drive at this time, Broken to Blessed. Teaching fund. We have this donation application through GoFundMe posted on Facebook, on various pages, my page, our ministry page, Love at the Root, various ministry leaders' pages, and even supporters that have sowed into this ministry are posting this application on their pages as well. You'll see a big, well, not a big, but in the posting, you'll see a picture with words, and the words say a little something like this: Christians who date should only have courtship in mind, for the mind of courtship is only on marriage. And it is the Broken to Bless Teaching Fund. So that's going on, helping us to obtain the resources we need to move this ministry forward in different areas of technology. And, of course, that costs. So we're asking for those of you who believe in this ministry, who have been blessed by this ministry, to sow a seed, to go ahead and drop that donation in there and have that add towards our financial goal so we can get the relationship gospel out more, not only online but offline, to everyone who needs to hear it. You may not think you need to hear relationship gospel, but everybody in the world needs to hear relationship gospel from a biblical perspective. So we want to thank you, all of you, especially our recent givers, Stacy Smith, Sister Muriel Brown, Sister Betty Harmonson. We want to thank all of you for supporting Love at the Root and sowing once again into good gospel relationship teaching. And a lot of that is what you're going to hear in the women's ministry on Thursday nights, where Lauren, who's about to speak now and come on live on the air with us, you will hear her. As a matter of fact, next Thursday, she's going to be in the pulpit. She's going to be leading the women's ministry conference next Thursday. So we want to thank you all for sowing into good gospel relationship teaching ground. Your giving and love helps us to continue. Once again, our broadcasting online and with efforts, and we do have a goal, which is to downtrend Christian divorce, abuse, and biblical illiteracy, one posting, one teaching at a time. For you women of God, let me ask you this question. Do you have a powerful testimony about your life to share? Would you like to share it with other daughters of Christ, to bless them, to lift them up and speak life to them through your voice? Well, if your answer is all yes to that, then come on and spend 1 hour with me on internet radio right here right here on the LATR radio network. And you can do that. I'll bring you on the radio. I'll let you share your testimony for 1 hour, and we will audio post your testimony back on Facebook for all to listen. Amen. Be an encouragement today. Same thing for you men of God out there. You have a powerful testimony about your life to share. Well, and you want other men to hear it across the internet. Come on and spend an hour with me on the LATR, Love at the Root radio network, and tell us about it. Bless us. And we will put your audio posts of the broadcast out on Facebook and out on the internet so that your testimony can be heard throughout the internet. And we think that this is a wonderful way to extend encouragement and blessings through testimony, giving God the glory, giving Jesus the glory, giving the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit the glory through our testimonies of how they have worked in our lives, how they're working in our lives, and how we know they're going to work in our lives in the future. Amen. So let's get right to it. We're here with we're here at Love the Root Women's Testimony. That is the name of the broadcast today, with Lauren Pilgrim. Sister Pilgrim, are you with us?
I'm here.
Amen. Oh, somebody got a little doggy in the back. That's your little dog. Now I heard your dog. Now, you know how normally when we're on the broadcast, how I am about background noise. But just hearing your little doggy today, that dog is barking because the dog is ready to hear this powerful testimony that you're about to give us. So we're gonna go ahead and let the little doggy bark in the background. Okay, it's 4th of July weekend, but the dog is excited because the dog is like, yeah, I got a front row seat. I'm about to listen to the testimony. Come on with it. So yes indeed. So let the doggy bark, because the dog, and that was bark dogs probably saying amen. And bark dog language.
That wasn't amen, because she's a testimony in herself.
See?
Because
there you go.
She's a silky Yorkie, thoroughbred, and the owner was going to put her on the side of the road because two of her back claws were discolored, And we took her in and saved her, and she's rescued her, and she's become a part of the family. So she has her own testimony. But
amen. 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 You know, I was on Facebook just not too long ago, and you put, and I said to myself, well, is this Lauren's dog? It was a picture of your dog. You just put up there not too long ago. Or maybe it was a past picture, and I just seen it, and maybe you just reposted it again. But the dog had, like, it looked like the dog just came out of a beauty parlor or something. I mean, the hair was trimmed, and it was different colorations. And well, what's going on with that? Some type of high profile, high class doggy salon out there? I don't know about. What's going on with that?
She gets groomed, not at the high class one though, but at Banfield. She does get groomed.
No,
and,
I'm serious. That dog looks sharp. Dog looks sharp. The hair was nice and shiny and coated. I'm like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. She gets taken care of, treated well.
All right.
She's a part of the family. Like I said, we rescued her.
All right.
He was going to put her at birth on the side of the road. So, she's been a caretaker as part of the family with my mom when she was living. And then when my mom passed, she kind of was my son's caretaker to help him get through that difficult time. So, she's a part of the family. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I tell you this: as one whose mother has also moved on, I can sympathize with you surely of that. And one day, as you know, we will see them again. We'll be all together again. Amen.
Amen. It was a blessing, though, Ms. Adan. I was allowed to be able to be her caregiver for 15 years.
Wow.
Myself and my two children. And she gradually, slowly lost the use of her legs. But when she started getting sick, you know, that's part of my testimony. I mean, God just opened up a new job for me. And with the job, it used to be a job that they paid per diem. So I'm in the field of education. And so with the job, if you did a training, you got paid for it that day. If you did a class and follow-up visit, you got paid for that day. But any time in between, you didn't. But when I came on with that particular company, they switched it up and put us on contract.
Wow.
So whether we were out working or not, we got paid. But you had, you know, a certain number of schools that you followed. So with that job, then I was able to purchase my first home, build it up from the ground because God knew my heart. I talked to him, had the conversation. I wanted to have a place to be able to bring my mom so I could make sure that I could take care of her. And he honored that.
Amen. That's such beautiful. Wow. Wow. You know, how about your dad? Is your dad still here?
My dad has passed also. No, my dad has passed also. He passed in 89 from cancer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have siblings?
I have one sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and she's here. As well, she's 2 years older than I am.
Okay.
And, so it's just the two of us.
Okay.
We didn't always, we weren't as close growing up.
Really?
And I never could figure that out.
Okay.
You know, it was just the two of us. And you hear people with families that have large families, you know, might have a few that are close and maybe the younger ones are closer, the older ones are not. But it was just the two of us. But as we've gotten older and we both have given our lives to Christ, and you know God has restored that relationship. So,
right, yeah.
I'm thankful for that.
Yes, it is one of the most beautiful things in the world to see relationships restored.
Mm-hmm.
How could you not go straight to the heavens and thank God for that? I mean, how could you not? You know, Lauren, as you know, and you're taking us right into it, really. We're here to talk about your personal testimony of faith, of ministry, and of life. You are not only the newest addition to this ministry, Love of the Root, but you are the newest addition to our women's ministry here at Love of the Root, and you are the newest addition to our women's ministry leadership team at Love of the Root. So that says a lot. Many people have come to know you in a very short period of time since you have come onto this ministry. Many people have latched on to you. Many people have just almost, I would say, just got instant love for you, if you can say that, in this short period of time that you have been here. And I look back and I look at all the interactions that you have with people on Facebook, and I listen to, you know, the interactions on the conference line. I listen to the interaction on when you call into the teachings and on Blog Talk Radio when we're on the radio, and it just seems that no matter where you are or on what part of the internet, through what part of technology you're coming through from, you are just a blessing, and that is a holistic statement of truth. Just from me just sitting back and observing you and how you interact with others, especially women. So I wanted you to know that, because I haven't told you that, but we're talking about the life and times of Lauren Pilgrim. So I just wanted to interject that and let you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I don't take it lightly. When God gives me an opportunity to be a blessing, and that's always my prayer, you know, Lord, make me a blessing. You know, you can't sit back and say, well, I can't really be a blessing right now because I'm not where I want to be. We would never go forth and do anything. And so if I can be a blessing, whether it's in word or deed, I really try to do that. I don't take it for granted, the things that I've gone through in life. And God let me come out on the other side so that I do have the testimony. I'm not still in that particular test, so it was to be a blessing for someone else. And then Love at the Root, I mean, just the name of the ministry just resonates with my spirit because, you know, God is love. And if we can't walk towards love with others, then where's our purpose? We have been commanded to love, and love is an action word. Love does. And so I try to be like my father. Love gives. And it's not always monetary. You know, I'm thankful if I'm able at some point or another to be able to be a blessing monitor. But love does more than just give money.
Yes.
That's how I try to live.
Yes. No, come on, speak on it. It does more than just give money. Let us know how. Tell us how.
It does more than give just money, because sometimes people think if I could just get the money, then all of my situations are solved. Well, it's not always about the money. Yes, money answers all things. And as you were talking earlier, you know, at the beginning of the broadcast, you know, ministry costs. And a lot of people get offended when people ask to give and support and donate, but ministry costs. Being on the radio costs. Doing conference calls and all of those things. Technology costs. And we're in the age of technology. People love technology. You tell people you can't go on Facebook for 2 days, not let alone a week. You know, and you know, some people will have withdrawal symptoms. But outside of that, I mean, what does it cost to give somebody an encouraging word if you have a word? And a lot of us do. What does it cost to give somebody an encouraging word? Or to pray. Don't just say, I'm going to pray for you. Do it right then. If you're on the computer, type a prayer for somebody. You know, so those things, that's love in action. And it doesn't cost. to pray for somebody. When God brings somebody across your mind, either pray for them or call that person. I had to walk that out today. One of the ladies, I call her my educational mom. She was my first principal that I worked for, and I had been saying all week long, I'm going to call her and check on her, call her and check on her. And I never did because life can get busy. And sometimes it's the tactic of the enemy to get us distracted, get us busy so we can't do things. And I said, no, you know what? Because I said, I'm going to call her when I get home. No, and I stopped right then and there, picked up the phone, and called her just to let her know I was thinking about her. I wanted to check on her, and, you know, so even little things like that.
Yeah.
You never know what other people are praying for and asking God, and he might just want to use us.
That's right.
To be an encouragement for someone.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. You know, in cases of those who have ministries that are online, and you know, we're utilizing technology, it does cost, you know, there are many ministries where it doesn't cost a dime. It'll cost you your actions. You know, somebody can have a ministry where they can just walk out on a street corner and just start preaching. That doesn't cost any money, but it will cost them the action of getting up out their bed and walking to that street corner. Everything is going to cost you something. You know, everything is going to cost you something, and everything is going to come under judgment. And that's what I don't think people realize, you know. And here you brought up another good point. You know, what does it cost? What does it cost to give a great testimony? What does it cost to encourage someone? You know what I mean? That's priceless. Mm-hmm. You know, it's priceless, you know. And we're just thankful that you have a holistic view on ministry. You know, back in the day, you know, in my younger years, for those of you who are around my age, you were probably, and you've been in ministry that long, you would probably it would hit your mind, or you would probably remember something called a track and a snack. And the whole idea of a track and a snack is that You just didn't go out to the streets and hand somebody a Bible tract, somebody that was homeless and hungry, and so you just didn't hand them a Bible tract and said, well, you know, pray and the food will come.
Right.
you would literally go out there with a tract, a Bible tract, and a sandwich. You will go out there with a Bible tract and some bread. You know what I mean? You would go out there with the Bible, and you would have resources with the Bible. You know, because a lot of people can't hear when they're hungry. You know what I mean? You are right on point with that. You know, you have come to this ministry with a tract and a snack. You know, you have come to this ministry with a Bible word and with resources. And that's one of the reasons why I love you, my sister in Christ, because you stand. And I can't say this about every woman of God, and I can't say this about every man of God, but you already have shown, at least to me, that you are holistic. You're not partial. You're not, you know, three quarters of the pizza and one slice is out. You know, you come understanding both ends of ministry, and that's, you know, I just want to break. I know this is the time for your testimony, but I just get so excited about just watching you minister and the things that you do. I just have to come on out there and say it, Lauren. You know, I really have to. I got my own testimony about you. You know, so I just wanted to come out and let you know that. For those of you who are tuning in, you're listening to the LATR Radio Network. That's the acronym for Love at the Root. I'm Darren Chapman, and we're here with Love at the Root's women's ministry leader, Lauren Pilgrim, who's going to be behind the pulpit next Thursday night. Ladies, from 8 to 10 on Facebook, if you don't know how to get there, you're brand new. This is the first time you're hearing about all this, or maybe you heard about it. You stopped in for you kind of heard about it on the internet, but now you want to, you know, want some more information about it, reach out to Lauren or myself or one of the other women's ministry leaders, Desiree Ross or Monique Edgehill, and they will guide you to that information. Personal testimony. Let's start, you know, because we had Sister Edgehill on first with her testimony, and then we had Sister Ross right behind her, and here you go. Here you are about to go and go right out the gate and give yours, number three, and you spoke a lot already. And I'm going to ask you the same questions that I asked the other two preceding you. So let's start with, and it's going to involve faith, ministry, and life. So let's start with faith. Tell us as we get close to the half hour mark, give us a little bit about Lauren and her faith. How did she? What faith does she hold right now? And in who? And what God? Can you mention that God's name? Or God, so whoever you serve or whoever your faith is in, and how did you come to have that faith? When did you come to have that faith? What is the result of your faith and all that good stuff? If you can answer all that, Lauren, thank you.
Okay. First and foremost, my faith is in Jesus Christ, who has died for me, but is now risen, seated on the right hand of the Father in heavenly places, forever interceding on my behalf, that my faith fail me not. And so I initially got saved when I was 10 years old. Kind of walked away a little bit, but I'm one of those train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're older, they won't depart from it. And so I came back into relationship, never really leaving God and Jesus, but not necessarily walking out my Christian walk as I should have. I'll say that. As a single parent, I did learn to call on God a little bit more and more, and trusting Him to provide everything that I needed, because I did at one point go back to school full time to get my degree in education with those two kids. Who were elementary school and middle school age. And that will cause you to exercise some faith. Sometimes I didn't know where our next meal was going to come from, but I trusted God. I would come home. And I mean, I'm not the type of person that will go to something, I need groceries or I need this, I need that. I go to God and pray to Him about it. I'm not saying that I've never asked anybody for help, but for the most part, generally, I'm not that type. I rather go to God because I love to see how He does things, and it's always different. But I would come home, and maybe my mom or my sister or someone had come over to the house and left groceries. During that time, God would bring people across my path that, because before I went back to school, I was an administrative assistant for 17 years. So I know I'm typing and, you know, secretarial skills, and He would bring people across my path that would need typing things. And so this young man who was in the post office credit, the post office union needed some things typed. A friend introduced us. He needed some things typed, and so he knew I was in school, but he didn't know what my situation or anything was. He would come to bring the stuff for me to type up for him and come with five bags of groceries. I didn't care if I needed groceries, you know. So my faith just grew in trusting Him to help me raise my kids, to provide for the kids, and then even. Once I finished school, because I had to end up finishing in December because a class I needed, the professor left, and which threw me off a semester. So I ended in December. I went to the job fair that they had, and I was talking to one of the ladies who was down in the Newport News Norfolk area, and the representative from Richmond Public Schools came and grabbed me by my arm. She said, "She's been talking to you long enough. We want to talk to her." And they offered me a contract on the spot. I got my job in January. I finished college in December, and I got my teaching job in January.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had a lot of opportunities to just exercise my faith. Even I mentioned a little bit earlier to get the house so that I could bring my mom in to be able to take care of her. I don't know too many, and I hadn't even had the new job for 6 months. But God knew my heart. He knew that I wanted to be able to provide a place that my mom could come where she could feel safe and comfortable.
Amen.
And so I've had a lot of opportunities to exercise my faith and trust God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. You know, a place where your mom can come and relax, you know what I mean? Be at peace. That is beautiful. It looks like, you know, through that whole testimony there, of, you know, God has really been blessing you in so many different ways, in every way. That was a big...
And Mr. Barron?
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me, let me just say this. You know how when you think back, you know, you hear people say, ooh, if you just think long enough, you'll start thanking God. But, you know, don't just throw little sayings and cliches out there. Actually do it. And I used to think back, and I noticed God has moved a lot of ways in my life. But most often and most quickly, it was when I wanted something for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get the house so I could take care of my mom. I had a friend, we sang in the choir together, and she absolutely loved Fred Hammond. And he was coming to our city. I mean, he was coming to the city, and they had a contest on the radio. I said, Lord, ooh, if I could just win these tickets so she can go, because the tickets, the first prize was front row seat backstage pass.
Right.
I'm like, Lord, you know she wants to go meet him. Please, Lord, please, please, I want to win these tickets. Well, I qualified on the last day and the last hour of the radio show.
Really?
You had all week long, you were qualifying, and then they were going to pick a name for the grand prize.
Wow.
When my call went through, I just laughed. I said, oh, Lord, thank you. Because Friday was the last day, and it was
right.
The last hour of the show that afternoon. So that
right.
Monday at work, I got a phone call, and sure enough, I had won the grand prize, and I called her. I said, you know, I'm not going to call her name, but I said, T, you know how much God loves you? And she was like, yeah, you know, she's just kind of, I said, no, 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 for real. Do you really know how much God loves you? And she's like, oh, what happened? What happened? What happened? And then I told her, she just started screaming. And she wanted to have something to give him of her singing. And she didn't have her, our choir had made a CD, and she led a lot of the songs, and she didn't have hers. So I gave up mine so she could give it to him, you know, to have it. So I've just noticed that when I put things out there where I'm really believing to be a blessing for somebody else, God always comes through, always comes through.
Amen. Amen. I hear, and all of what you stated so far, that this is such a big, big blessing. This one blessing has a big blessing has come out from the other one, and then when that one is told, another blessing comes out of that. It's a monopoly of blessings that you have given so far that I'm hearing right here where I'm sitting, and I'm sure others are as well. And you know, I guess that's why God talks about you know, sharing each other's burdens and thinking of others more than yourself, because
mm-hmm.
We understand that blessings pour out from a heart that gives. The Bible talks about how, you know, that floodgate that pour out from heaven and it overflows and well, giving opens up that door. Giving in so many different ways, but just giving, period. And a lot of people don't understand that. So when I, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm hearing, you know, you are doing things for other individuals, for them, and that is giving. And this is the reason why you're able, to come back, it's full circle, to come back and say that you're blessed and you're blessed in the magnitude that you are today. It's a full circle. We first open up our heart to share, to look at the burdens of others, and then decide what we can do to ease that burden, and that is giving in whatever way we can. And then here comes the floodgates of that overflow of blessings. And then here we are now. We look at our own lives. After we have done that, we look at our own lives and see how our own lives are being enriched personally. Everybody gets enriched all the way around the board. It comes back full circle. Amen. Amen. You know, talk about ministry. When did ministry first came into your life? When did it first hit you? Okay. This is the day, this is the hour, whatever the year was. When did it first hit you that from this day forward, you are supposed to be, it is your responsibility to be, it is your commanded, it is the command for you to be sleeves up, boots laced, working in the harvest, the kingdom of God, doing what you do?
1999.
Uh-oh, let's hear it.
1999.
Let's hear it.
It just was on my heart to be a woman's to minister to women. Mm-hmm. Not just single women, even though I do have a lot that I can say about that as a single parent. There's a whole lot that I can say about being a single parent and how God has moved on my behalf. But I've always wanted to be a blessing to people. God, you know, I want to be a blessing. But I had gone to a Woman Thou Art Loose conference. And on the first night, when Bishop Jakes ministered, and he gave me confirmation to everything I had talked about, and I was like, okay, God, that's it. It's done, and it was settled, and I said, I can go home, you know. It was a three-day conference, but I was like, okay, first night, technically I could go home because I got the answer I needed. And he's been opening up doors and opportunities for me to do that. I've served as new member, small group leader before, and I served in women's ministry, the whole choir. I love singing and music, but they were doing auditions for not just choir members, but assistant choir directors. And I knew that wasn't me because I didn't have, you know, technical training to do that. But God spoke in my spirit, and I was like, nope.
Mm-hmm.
No, if that's you, God, you're going to have to make that one happen for real. You're going to have to speak to the choir director, and I'm going to have to know that that's what you want me to do. And for months, I would wake up in the middle of the night with my arms flapping, music playing in my spirit. I mean, just songs just going in my spirit, my arms flapping in the middle of the night. And I was like, nope, I'm still not going to say anything. And she would be at choir rehearsal going, anybody feeling like they really want to step out and be the assistant and help me out? And I said, nope, I'm not saying a word because this is one that I need to know that I know that I know that it's you, God, because I'm not stepping out there on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would hear songs in the car, I could just start hearing the songs break down and the parts and, you know, just all of that. But I still did not. And so one night at choir rehearsal, after rehearsal, it was another sister and myself got to the choir director at the same time. So we kind of were on each side of her and giving her a hug, saying goodnight. She's like, oh, my God, this is the dream I had. And I just backed up and I said, okay, let me hear what this is going to be. And she was like, this is a dream. I've been praying. I said, God, show me who's supposed to be my assistant. And so however he spoke to her. And I said, okay, all right. Well, I went to George Myers conference, and the lady just picked me out of the crowd right after that happened. She came up to me. She said, well, we got a few more minutes before the doors open. She said, you sing in the choir, don't you? And I looked at her, and I was like, yeah. She said, well, why don't you come up here and lead the crowd? Come on up here and lead the crowd, you know, and just kind of direct us in some songs. Not necessarily the voice part of it, you know, but just come on and lead it so we can just sing a couple of songs. And I just kind of laughed, and I'm like, God, are you really? And then when I went that Thursday to choir rehearsal, she said, well, next Sunday is going to be your first Sunday that you're going to leave because I have to be out of town. You know, so he does things in his own way. So I've had several opportunities to step out, you know, and minister to others in leadership at church and as well on, you know, on my job to step into leadership roles.
Wow, Joyce Meyer, huh?
Yeah.
Joyce Meyer,
I went
wow.
on a missions trip with her to India. And again, the singing and songs and leading of teams. We dedicated a church, and they called my name to come cut the ribbon to do that. So, you know, God is just constantly blessing.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, she's a very powerful sister. One of the best literatures I've ever read from her is a book called The Battlefield of the Mind. This book is just, boy, I mean, it's just Romans 12:2. Oh my goodness. I would recommend anybody to, and I normally don't give recommendations on books, but I would give recommendation for anybody to read that book. It's called Battlefield of the Mind.
By
Joyce Meyer. That is a powerful renew your mind book. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And unless I'm Barry Bart, which I tend not to do, unless I'm just know that I'm just gonna go ahead and sew it into that person, which I basically ended up doing, and they never gave it back, but. You know, I said, okay, Lord, they needed it a little bit more than I did, evidently. But, yeah.
Amen. Tell us, give us, and we're about 15 minutes into the wrapping up. This hour is going by quick, boy. Give us a little bit about. I should have put 2 hours for you, Lauren. That's what I really should have did. But tell us a little bit about just a minute or two about two or three minutes about. How your feelings about being here as a ministry woman's leader here at Love at the Root, your feelings about this ministry and about the Thursday nights. We want to give a plug for Thursday night as well.
Yes, ladies that are on the call, please tune in on Thursday nights. My sister Monique and my sister Desiree and myself, we count it a privilege and an honor to be able to lead the call. But it's their ministry for you. And, you know, as we minister to you all, we're ministering to ourselves at the same time. And so we really invite you. It's every Thursday from 8 to 9:30.
Okay, I thought you extended it to 10.
But
I thought it was extended to 10. Am I wrong on that?
Okay, so 8 to 10. Eight to ten.
Okay.
And we use every minute of it. And so, ladies, we do share the word. We pray. We take your prayer requests. We stand in agreement with you. And so, we really would love to have you join us on Thursday nights.
Amen, amen, amen.
And I just counted a blessing. I counted a blessing to be a part of that. Like I said earlier, just the title, Love at the Root Ministry, because you have to get at the root of things. I love gardening and working out in my yard, and, you know, God really speaks to me a lot through nature and things happening in nature. And when you're out there and you're working in your yard and you can just pull up that weed and just break it off at the top if you want to, and in a couple of weeks when all of that rain and everything comes back, it's going to pop back up because you didn't get down to the root of it. And so when we're talking about love at the root and some of the women's issues that we have to get to the root of things. You know,
yeah.
Why do you keep getting upset when people ask you certain questions? There's a root that's there that's causing that. You know, let's not put the Band-Aid on things anymore. Let's go ahead and get at the root, because we need to just go ahead and receive the deliverance that Jesus has died for us to have. So we have to get to the root of things, you know. You know, if certain words, you know, in relationships, you know, you've had a situation where people just keep leaving you, or they keep saying different things, or keep treating you a certain way, be it a personal relationship or business relationship. Certain words trigger you and cause you to kind of, you know, step outside of your Christian walk. There's a root cause of that. And so we need to get at the root. And that's why I love at the root ministry, because once you can get that root, when you go to the dentist, you got a tooth bothering you, they can keep putting that cap on it if they want to. But if it's a bad tooth and it needs to come out, they got to do what? Get all the way and do a root canal. They got to get all of that out.
Amen.
So you got to get to the root of things.
Yes, yes, amen, amen. That is a good analogy for sure. Last category, we're talking about, and we're thankful for those of you who are tuning in. You're listening to the LATR Radio Network. Love at the Root is the acronym, and this is our ministry, a biblical relationship teaching ministry. We're here with Lauren Pilgrim, one of the newest women's ministry leaders here. You can reach out to her, a friend her on Facebook, and show love to the sister. You'll surely get it back in so many different ways. And one of the biggest ways on Thursday nights, we pray all you ladies are going to be tuning in. Lauren, give us a little bit about, we've got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. Give us about 5 minutes on life. What does life mean to you? If somebody walked up to you out the sky blue, you don't know who this person is, you don't know what their motives are, you don't know whether they're saved or not, and they just said, just explain to me. What does scripture talk about? Us being nice to people because we don't know if we're entertaining angels or something to that effect. You know, you don't know who. You know, God could have taken the form of man. You know, in Genesis, you know, he walks with Adam and Eve and so on, and you know, taking up a form. You know, he can do anything he wants. But give us your definition, or however you want to come at it, of life, and then what out of that? What would you share with someone who had a question about life? If it's a different part of the answer, please do.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, there is no life outside of Jesus Christ, and I've just learned that. I've through everything I've gone through, you know, he said, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like the loving God he is, he gives us the answer. He says, choose life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I choose life and my life in him. Because, you know, when I wasn't fulfilling my walk as a Christian, I thought I was living, you know, but I really wasn't. I was just maintaining or thinking that I was surviving. So for me, as a Christian, life for me entails submitting my life to him and the Word of God. What does the Word have to say about it? And it's not always easy. It's not always easy. We just last Thursday did, you know, a conference call on, you know, walking in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And challenges will come. Oh,
mm-hmm.
you think you're walking in the Spirit? Okay, well, let's just see.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, just because I've been in this walk for a while, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, by no means, I need to get that on record. I'm just saying because of things that I've gone through and experiences, and, you know, I do have some testimonies. Tests and trials will come.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten to the point now that I'm working on making sure that I know some of the tactics that the enemy has. He's going to come after your finances. He's going to come after your family. He's going to come after your health. He's going to come after your things, but he doesn't have anything new. Your finances, your family, your health, your mind, it's the same thing. It might come in a different form. So when you start seeing these things, you have to get in the world. Okay, what does it, okay, I recognize this now. And so, and how, you know, so I have to base everything and how I live on what the Word of God says.
That's right.
And so for me, that's where my life, you know, my life is in Him.
Amen.
In Him I live and move and have my being.
Amen. If somebody walked up on you on the street and said, "What is life?" What would you tell them?
I would go through what I just said.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Life is living in for me, living in Christ and interacting with people, because relationships, developing relationships, and because if you can't develop relationships with people and everything is not, you know, physical relationship, or, you know, there are reasons that relationships are developed. And so also I talk about purpose, you know, having a purpose in living and life. So for me, that's what I would talk to them about.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad your answer didn't sway and you stayed on solid ground. And your answer was directed right back to the rock. So I'm glad you didn't sway, especially on live radio.
Yeah.
So I'm glad of that. Jesus.
Yes.
Is life.
Yes,
life.
He is.
And there is no life. There is no life outside of Him. He was there in the beginning, and He shall always be. Amen. Forevermore.
Amen.
We are wrapping up. We have about 5 minutes left in this special edition broadcast of the LATR radio network, the Love at the Root, here with Lauren Pilgrim. You have heard a little bit about Lauren Pilgrim, who she is regarding the faith that she holds, the ministry that she stewards, and the life that she lives. Amen. For those of you who have been corresponding with her electronically through the internet, we are glad that you have taken the time out to be with us here during this live broadcast. For those of you who are listening right now, archive at some point later in the day or week, it's good to know a little bit about the person who you may only post to here and there, even daily. Off and on, online, but now we have a chance to really, really get to know a little bit more, a lot more, about Lauren and who she is in these different aspects of life. Lauren, it has been a pleasure. Once again, give us a plug for the women's ministry on Thursday nights, and then we're gonna try to get on out of here and do some 4th of July barbecue.
Yes, thank you. Please join us Thursday nights, 8 to 10, Love at the Root. You can check us out on Facebook, type in Love at the Root, and you will see the conference information, and I can pull that up while I'm talking. And while I'm pulling that up, please make sure you sow a seed into Love at the Root Ministry so we can continue to be a blessing and to reach out and touch more lives, and we would appreciate that. The Love at the Root conference call number for Thursdays is 563-999-2090, and the password is 458-438 pound. Thank you for joining us.
All right, folks. All right, folks. You heard it right here out of the mouth of Lauren Pilgrim. Straight from the root of her life and heart and her faith and her ministry. Join us again. God bless you and have a good 4th of July weekend.